welcome to the second episode of Unapologetically Overcoming, the podcast. I'm your host, Jess Marie. Today is my very first interview with an amazing human who I not only consider a friend, but I'm also lucky enough to call family, and I hope that you enjoy it. All right, so with me today is my very first guest, Jessica Smaro. Can you introduce yourself a little bit and tell us who you are, what you do, background, all that fun stuff?
Yes. Well, so it's so funny. I'm like doing this reinvention experience class. So this whole question, like who you are, I'm like, oh, so many directions. But I'm going to keep it simple for the, okay, for the sake of today's podcast. So I am a licensed clinical social worker and certified life coach. And so kind of professional background is I spent most of my career as a licensed clinician doing jail diversion work, which most people are like, what in the world is that? Mm-hmm. So I set up programs to get people out of incarceration and into mental health and addiction treatment to try to prevent them from going back in and get them stability coming out. So I worked with law enforcement on the front end to see if we could have diversion strategies so they don't get arrested, and then work with them while they're in jail, see if we can get them out, work with them as they're reentering from jail and prison to, again, kind of get stabilizing things in place. So when I was little, I really had no idea what I was talking about, but I was like, when I get big, I want to revolutionize the prison systems of America. And I like sort of got a chance to do that. And then I realized like the actual biggest form of imprisonment is the prison of an unmanaged mind. And that sort of took me in the life coaching direction. And I was like, this is my second wave of prison revolution, is that I help people manage their minds so they can break free from that mental prison.
I love that analogy so much.
Yes.
So what is a life coach for those of the people that don't know what a life coach is?
Right. No, that's actually great. I realized I did a post once and some teenage boy posted on it, like, not everybody wants to be a coach when they grow up. And I think he meant like basketball coach.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't just throw that term out there. So life coach, again, I'm a mindset life coach. So a lot of my stuff is very much focused on how, the inner workings between our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and how we can show up into our life on purpose. I think the like broadest way, life coaching can be so many things, but from a general life coaching perspective, it really is like you have a goal, you're working on leveling up your life. And this is somebody who can help you break free from the things that are getting in the way. And so when I think, because a lot of people, because I'm still a licensed clinician. And so a lot of people ask like, well, what's the difference between therapy and life coaching?
Yeah.
And I like to think of it, if you imagine sort of a baseline, like therapy, and this is going to, I don't want to like add any stigma to therapy because we're trying to like undo all that stuff here. Yes. Right. But I think with therapy, it's like, if you're kind of operating a little bit, maybe under baseline, like you have symptoms or things that are getting in the way of you showing up like to kind of functional level in life, like that's one way we kind of think about it. And then therapy is you're like above baseline, right? You're trying to level up.
Yes.
Another way that people sort of explain it is an oversimplified way is therapy is sort of understanding why things are happening, like what happened in your past, like why do you think the way you think, why are you showing up the way you're showing up? And then coaching is like, what are you going to do with it, right? Where do you go from here?
Got it.
Yeah. And so again, like as a mindset coach, I'm all about, when I work with somebody, my whole purpose is I'm going to reveal your mind to yourself and really just bring awareness to what is actually creating the results in your life, the relationships that you're having and in your job. And then that way you can see that I have control over this, right? I can actually learn how to use my brain in a way that I'm interacting with my life on purpose rather than feeling like I'm at the effect of life and I'm on the other end of the leash of my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. And how long have you been doing that for?
So I've been a licensed clinician for like 15-ish years. Mm-hmm. And then I got certified and I've been doing coaching for probably like 2 years now. So I got certified in 2020.
Okay.
And officially going. Yeah. And then like launched my business. And then I left the world of employment in January, just in January of 2022. Yeah. So it's like full-time life coaching and I love it. Yeah.
Awesome. So awesome. All right. So you have a podcast also.
Yes.
That's called Unblocked.
Yep.
tell us what it means to be unblocked.
Oh, I love this. So actually, like the where I think it originally came from in my mind is from, there's a course, like a metaphysical text called A Course in Miracles. And that's where I first heard it, like where it's about removing the blocks to the awareness of what's in us. And I think so often as humans, and especially if you're on like a personal growth journey or like a self-help journey, there's this idea that like, if I just go get enough information, if I consume enough content, if I go find myself, right? But I like to think of about it, it's not about doing more, getting more, or becoming more. Like the truth of us is always within us. And so the path is really about removing the blocks to the awareness of its presence, like identifying what is getting in the way of you knowing you, you feeling it and knowing the truth of who you are and feeling it and seeing it. Mm-hmm. And also, this is going to sound a little morbid. It's kind of a little grim, but it makes me think of a quote by Thoreau. Uh-huh. And he says that, I think he says men in his quote, but it's 2022. So I'm going to modernize it a little bit. He says, most people lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. Mm. Right. Which is so depressing. Right. But
yeah,
I think
kind of short,
right. Like I don't want to live lives one of quiet desperation.
No.
We don't want to go to the grave with our song still in us.
No.
And so like when I think about getting unblocked, it's like, I'm going to learn how to manage my mind so I don't have to stay stuck in desperation and I don't have to hide behind all of the fears that are getting in the way of me tapping into my song, right? And being willing to manifest it. So getting unblocked is all about removing all of our BS, all of the belief systems that get in the way of getting our song out. Right. And so we don't have to live a life of misery and have our unrealized, untapped, unmanifested potential inside of us. And so I think this is also where life coaching does its magic, right? Mm-hmm. Shows people how to manage their minds so they can manage their feelings and their actions.
Love it.
Yeah.
So what is one tip or piece of advice you would give to someone about living an unblocked life? I know you maybe kind of sort of answered that a little bit in that other question, but
yeah,
you know, like one piece of information you could give to someone about living an unblocked life.
Yeah. I think like learn to hear, trust, and act from your own inner guidance. Right. And I for sure spent most of my life looking for like the book of life. Like I was certain that there was like a book of rules out there with an answer key for the right way, like the quote unquote right way.
Yeah.
But this is the fantastic or terrifying news, depending on where you land on the spectrum. The fantastic news is there's no one right way. Mm-hmm. There's just the way that you make right for you. So you get to decide what you want. You get to decide what to do. You get to decide what to say. And then you can have your own back behind. You're like, this is what it means to live unblocked. Like I really am tuned into the truth of who I am and what I want. And I'm willing to let that step out into the world. And I can do that because I have my back about it, right? I know my reasons for doing what I do. I like my reasons for doing it. And then when I show up in the world all unblocked, even if somebody or something reflects back to me, like what you're, we disagree with you, we disagree with what you're doing and we think you're wrong. Like you just get to have your back about it, which is a whole set. I get like, that probably sounds completely foreign if this is not a skill set that you have. Mm-hmm. But again, this is something coaching can really get into is live your truth, be willing. And I think this speaks to your, like the title of your podcast, right? Unapologetically showing up as you. And you can do that when you are like tapped into your own inner knowing, and then you're willing to support yourself as you manifest it out there in the world, even if the world doesn't reflect back always, you know, yes, we agree with what you're doing.
Yeah. No, and I agree with that 100% because I think a lot of the times people are so focused on living how they think other people think they should live instead of how they really want to live or should be living because they're so worried about what everybody else thinks.
That would be the first part, like quiet desperation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mystery to try to be and do what you think others expect of you.
Yeah. It's really not a fun way to live, actually.
For those who are listening who've like, yeah, they're like, yeah, no, I'm in it and I'm doing it. And I'm just about to speak to them. Like for somebody who you don't know the path out of that, like there really is a way to free yourself from the tyranny of what other people think about you. So just a little dangle out a little glimmer of hope for people.
Yeah, because I was there once. I really was. And I got past that. And I'm going to tell you, and I don't know if I've ever actually told you this before, you helped me a lot on that journey.
I'm going to get all weepy over here.
From when I started watching The Daily Gig, tell the listeners a little bit about The Daily Gig real quick, because.
Yeah. So real quick. So my husband and I had been doing a gratitude journal, right? We were doing like every day, just three things we're grateful for. And we would just text each other what we were grateful for. And we were sitting at dinner one night and we're like, we should be more intentional around this. Instead of just texting it, let's talk about it a little more. We agreed to a daily practice where we would share something we're grateful for, something that's inspiring us, and a goal that we have. So like something we're grateful for within the past 24 hours, making it immediate, something's inspiring us, and one goal we want to accomplish before we go to bed that night. And Joe, being just quick-witted, he's like, oh, that's our gig, our gratitude, inspiration, and goal. And then we started doing it, and then we're like, I don't even know why this seemed like a good idea, because I had never done anything on social media before, but we were like, we should do this with all of our, you know, two friends on social media and join every day. We committed. So we did 365 days of The Daily Gig and shared our gratitude, inspiration, and goal on the interwebs through YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah.
And it was a great idea, because I still do my journal every morning and write down my gratitude, my inspiration, and my goal. And I really do think that that helped me kind of refocus and realize that no matter what else is going on in the world, and again, I know that sounds cliche, but there is literally always something to be grateful for, even if it's the tiniest thing in the world. Like, you can always reframe that and turn the negative into something positive, which, and it's a practice. It takes time to get there. It doesn't happen overnight, but I mean, if you stick with it, it definitely, definitely helps. And I do thank you guys for that, because I started watching every day, and then I still, my journal, and I tell people about it all the time, and they look at me like, what are you talking about?
Like, just find out. You're like, do it for yourself. And you'll realize.
Yeah. Like, just trust me. It's amazing.
Yep. I agree.
All right. So where can people find you? Social media, the internet, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Well, so as you mentioned, I do have a podcast called The Unblocked Podcast with Jessica Smarrow. So you can check that out. I like twice a month, I share just some mental meanderings and just some things you can do to get unblocked. And then also on Facebook and Instagram, it's Jessica Smarrow. I do have a business page on Facebook too. So Jessica Smarrow Coaching. Yes. And all of The Daily Gigs are cataloged on YouTube. So if you go to Jessica Smarrow on YouTube, you're welcome. You can see my sweaty morning, like post-workout gigs. We rolled out of bed and we just really let ourselves be seen.
It was amazing. It really was. It was real. That's what it was.
That's what we're all about. 100%
real.
That's right.
All right. Last question.
Yes.
Give us a favorite quote or message, inspirational saying, anything that resonates with you.
Yeah. This is so hard. Like after doing a year of daily gigs, I'm like, I have so many favorites. It's like choosing a favorite child.
Yeah.
Parents out there are like, listen, we all kind of do maybe a little bit of a favorite child. And I was joking with you before, I'm like, I think I'm a little polyamorous when it comes to my love affair with quotes. So So I don't know that I have like a favorite quote, but I feel like there's definitely one that's been on my mind lately. And that's usually what I kind of stick with for a while in terms of inspiration. And so it's a quote, I think it came out of, it was one of the Greg McKeown books. It was either Essentialism or Effortless or one of his books. He said, if you focus on what you lack, you lose what you have. If you focus on what you have, you will gain what you lack. And I think this speaks to like, you were really, you know, going into the importance of gratitude. And I think really that's what that speaks to. If you are only focusing on what you lack, you don't give yourself the gift of what you do have. And when you focus on what you have, you will gain what you lack, right? So this is the idea. I don't think this is from the book, The Gap and the Gain, but maybe that's where I got the quote, but it makes me think of that book, because in that book, they talk about, you can be focused on where you're at and where you want to go and only see the distance between where you are and where you want to be and what's missing. Or you can look back and say, like, where did I start and where am I now? Right? Where did I come? And I think that's the beauty of focusing on what you have, because I know this sounds like trite and cliche, but at some point in your life, like some version of you wished for and dreamed for the things that you have today or something that you have in your life today. And if we don't step into that and we're only focused on what next, and we're just using the present moment as a stepping stone to the next moment, we totally miss out on the gift that we have in front of us. And I think that's the path to, one, enjoying life, but also getting even more of the things that you want in your life. So I'll get off my soapbox.
No, I like that one a lot. That one resonates with me as well. And I know how difficult that was, because I mean, I have tons of quotes saved on my phone that I'm like, which one should I use today? Because I have so many.
How does one choose? Whatever resonates for the day is what I say.
There we go. Well, that one was perfect. All right. Well, that does it for all of my questions. Thank you very much for being my first guest. And everybody, go subscribe to the podcast, follow her on Instagram, follow her on Facebook and all of the things. And thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Jess.
My pleasure.
I'd like to thank Jessica again for being my very first guest and for all of her inspiration and support on my journey. All of her information is included in the podcast description for this episode. Don't forget to get your free unblocked journal and make sure to listen and subscribe to her podcast. Thank you again for listening, and remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.